Do you live in LA?
Hey, yes, I do.
I also live in LA.
Hey, look at that.
We should meet all the people that live in LA with us. They should come and meet us.
Hey, I like this idea. How can we do it?
We're going to do it on Wednesday, November 15th,
yes,
at House of Secrets in Burbank, California. All of our fans, if you want to come meet Sam and I, I'm going to have copies of my comic, Chaos Theory, to sign if you want to come pick it up. We're going to have some Only Stupid Answers goodies.
Yes, please. Meet us there at 5 p.m. PST, but that'll just be 5 p.m. if you live in L.A.
That, yeah, it is PST. You already know. Zones. You don't have to.
You already know.
I mean, but if you're flying in from New York.
Love it.
To come see us.
I really appreciate you guys. Yeah. But yeah, 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 15th, House of Secrets, Burbank. It's a comic shop.
Yep.
Come get some Only Stupid Answers goodies and DJ's new comic.
We are excited to meet you guys. Supplies are limited.
Yes.
So be sure it'll be first come, first serve. You know how it goes. So please come by, say hi, ask us what comics you should pick up because we'll be in a comic shop. We can point at them.
Mm-hmm.
And come just have a good time with us.
Very exciting. But also, speaking of exciting, we have a very special episode of Only Stupid Answers today. We have a very special guest coming all the way from London via Skype. We have Mr. Jamie Morton from My Dad Wrote a Porno. He's the guy whose dad wrote the porno. So it's pretty cool.
It's a big deal. You got the fan sweats going.
I shouldn't have worn gray. I'm sweating through all the gray. I'm so sorry. But really quick, a little business up top before we get started.
Yes.
Make sure you go follow us on every place that matters at onlystupidanswers.com. You can find it all there, plus all the places you can listen to us, like iTunes, Spotify, Google Play Music, you know, the classics.
iHeartRadio, Stitcher.
Exactly. Yeah. But we also like to do at the top of every episode, make sure you guys get a little love. We want to read some iTunes reviews. Really quick, DJ, kick it off.
Yes, we've got this one from Dick Grayson 32. I'm going to assume it is the Dick Grayson,
even though
it's 32. It says, yes, 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 5 stars. I love this pod.
Thank you so much. That was very nice of you. We also have one from J. Schumacher.
I'm going to assume it's Joel Schumacher. Who else could it possibly be?
From director of Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin and The Lost Boys.
Oh, I forgot.
Classic. Last Boys is classic, by the way.
I'm hooked.
Yeah.
Joel, you're hooked. Okay. I watched these two babbling boys on SourceFed and never checked out their podcast. Rude of you. Now that SourceFed has ended, I decided to check out the podcast about a week ago, and I realized I should have done this millennia ago. Yes, you should have. I have listened to this podcast every day while at work or drawing and finally caught up on all the episodes today. I would say that this and Dynamic Banter are my two favorite podcasts that came out of the previous SourceFed members. P.S. This is my first review for anything, not even Yelp to complain. Oh, well, thank you so much.
I always feel good when they say, like, I never write reviews, and this is the one. It's like, we got you.
Yeah,
you're going to write reviews for everything. He's going to be complaining on Yelp about everything.
I would frame the Yelp review from Joel Schumacher.
It'd be a big deal.
It'd be a big deal.
It's
but
like, wait, you're the one complaining?
Speaking of big deal,
Joel.
We got Mr. Jamie on Skype. Should we?
It's so exciting. Real quick, let's talk about some friends of ours, and then we'll get to Jamie Morton. Stay tuned. It's coming.
But yes, let's talk about our friends over at Omaha Steaks, because they're helping us out a little bit. They've actually sent us some of their packages, and oh boy, it was delicious. I made it for my fam.
Yeah, man.
And I had steak. I had some veggies. It was delicious.
Made some burgers for my wife. Loved it.
It was amazing. And the holidays are approaching fast. You can order gifts for everyone on your list with the click of a mouse through Omaha Steaks, because everyone loves steak, even if you're vegetarian. You can eat the veggies, okay? If you want the steaks, if you want to be a little risky, have a steak, because it's amazing.
It's badass. Uh-huh. So for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter our code STUPID, our favorite one, in the search bar. That's 75% off.
And for people who don't know too much about Omaha Steaks, they got 500 gourmet gift ideas, great steak experiences at home, plus seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to our listeners. Now listen to everything that you will get for less than $50. Let's kick it off. We'll interchange. Ready? You go first.
2 filet mignons.
2 top sirloins.
2 boneless pork chops.
4 boneless chicken breasts.
4 kielbasa sausages. The kielbasas are dope.
They're real good. 4 burgers.
4 potato au gratin.
4 caramel apple tartlets.
And 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet
plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter our code STUPID in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit. Now, guys, enough with those friends. We got a friend. He's been waiting patiently. But we have Mr. Jamie Morton from My Dad Wrote a Porno. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you? I'm very excited, too, just to, you know, be involved in the excitement.
Thank you so much.
We're all excited. We're all giving each other hugs across the pond.
Across the pond, uh-huh. Jamie, exactly. How you doing?
I'm not bad, thanks. Yeah, good. It's been a bit of a crazy year, because the year's nearly over, which is freaking me out slightly.
Right? It's a little...
In that it's November already, but yeah. But I'm good. Apart from that, can't really complain. All going well in the world of dad porn. You know, it's all good.
It can be a shaky world, but I'm glad that you guys are fair and well.
So for anybody that's listening to our podcast that might not be familiar with your podcast, what right. is it and who are you?
Yeah, I should probably contextualize that statement, didn't I? It's a good point. So, yeah, my name's Jamie. My dad is a retired builder from Northern Ireland. And to celebrate his retirement, he decided to write a book. And I didn't realize until I started reading said book that he was writing pornography in the garden shed. And it is so terrible. The books are called Belinda Blinked, 1, 2, 3, 4, up until 69, probably.
Great. We don't need subtitles. We don't need those.
And I basically read them out every week, a chapter a week, which takes all of 20 minutes. And me and my two best mates, we kind of lampoon my dad's attempt at writing and have a bit of fun with it. That's pretty much the show.
Yeah, just thinking about it now, I kind of like, you know, we've just had Stranger Things season 2, but they made it Stranger Things 2. Right. And it's kind of like Belinda Blinked. It's like, it's not episode 2, it's 2. It's like, this is the sequel to it. And it's a saga that's going to go on for years and years, and you're going to get so many more fans.
Well, I mean, I don't know how long I can keep going on reading my dad's porn, but yeah, sure, in theory, it can run and run. I'm sure my dad has got many ideas still to go, but yeah.
Well, you guys have had, like you mentioned, you had a really big year. You guys have been doing a lot of live events all over the world. You guys, I think you did Australia, New Zealand a little bit, right?
Yeah, we toured Australia and New Zealand, which was mental. The Aussies are filth. They absolutely love a bit of porn. And they were great, actually. It was really fun to do it because, yeah, British people can be quite prudish. Not really our fans particularly, but but generally, whereas Aussies just go for it. They don't give a shit. Can I swear on this?
Oh, go for it. Oh, swear as much as you'd like. Go for
great.
It.
Great. Uh-huh. They don't give a fucking shit, mate. They don't care. No, it was really good. And playing the Sydney Opera House was amazing experience, just because, you know, that's supposed to be for proper stuff, you know, that's supposed to be for orchestras and things, and then we were just sat there reading really, really terrible erotica about cervixes and pomegranate shaped breasts, but they seem to like it, so I think we'd be going back at some point.
That would be amazing. I have a friend in Perth, but unfortunately she was traveling when you guys did your show, so she wasn't able to make it, but you sold out the Sydney Opera House, isn't that what happened?
Yeah, we sold out in like a day.
I think we broke
the website, actually, which was hilarious. Then we had to add another night at the Opera House, and they were like, "Do you want to add some more?" We asked, "Can we add some more?" And they were like, "We haven't got any more to give you. We're actually quite a popular venue." I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, of course you are. You don't just have random dates free for us." But yeah, it was great. We were quite surprised because obviously and I guess you guys find this as well with podcasting, you're never really sure who your audience is or where they are or how invested they are. So it was a bit of a surprise to kind of go down under and see all these perverts in the audience dressed up as various characters from my dad's books. But it was great. It was a fun little trip. I enjoyed it. And we're going to come to the States actually next year, which we're very excited about.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, you guys have to come down. Yeah.
I have to rewind for a second and go back to your dad writing porno in a shed, and you've probably addressed this at some point, but what was the motivating factor for what started your dad on this journey?
This journey of porn and
smut.
It's a really good question, actually. I actually don't know the answer to it. I think he just was really, really bored. Because obviously when you retire, you just have so much free time. And my mum didn't want to hang out with him, clearly. So he was just on his own, kicking kicking around the house. And he'd heard about the success of 50 Shades of Grey, which he calls 50 Colors of Grey because he's that into his research that he doesn't even know the names of his competition within in the smut world. And he heard that E.L. James had made like a shit ton of money and that they were the most successful books ever and that everyone was reading them. And he was like, oh, I could do that. Great. Turns out you can't even nearly be as bad as E.L. James. And she's pretty bad. So it's, that kind of shows a little bit about his writing style.
Yeah, no, it's pretty rough. But your podcast, quick little story. Last year, my friend who is from Perth, we did a little trip in Europe. We did Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, like a couple week long trip. It was amazing. And that's when she mentioned My Dad Wrote a Porno. And that was like the thing we would do before we'd go to sleep. And like one of the... It was amazing. It was just like it was so much fun. Like we would make friends on the trip. We'd all listen to it together. And like one of the best nights was, it was just like a bunch of us. We were listening to the podcast. We bought the cheapest, shittiest wine that we could possibly find in Paris. And we were just pissed. We were so drunk and we were dying and laughing at it. So thank you for that. It was amazing. And as soon as I came back to California, I was telling everybody about it. It was life changing. So thank you for that.
It's been life changing for me as well, oddly. That's great. That's so good to hear. I like that. Obviously, drink responsibly. Don't go crazy.
Of course.
But you do need to drink quite a lot to get through it because it's just so terrible. I'm shit faced most records, to be honest with you. The other two aren't, which is very annoying. But yeah, I enjoy a few drinks while I do it because, you know, you've got to get involved. And Dad drinks enough for everyone, so I feel like lead by example.
Exactly. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged.
There's a legacy to it. It's really I understand it. But really quick. We at the top of most of our episodes, we like to do a What We're Into This Week segment. And I kick it off with DJ, and we're going to throw it to you, Jamie, after.
Yes.
DJ, what are you into this week?
Well, first, real quick, I'd like to say I read friends of the show, Jason Inman and Ashley V. Robinson's comic, Jupiter Jet, the first issue, and it is awesome, all ages, family fun. It's just a rad adventure, and you should go tell your comic shop right now that you want to pre-order the comic. Cutoff is today, so let your comic shop know that they should pre-order copies for you because it's rad, and you definitely are going to want it. But also, I wanted to take a second to talk about South Park's episode this week, if I may.
Do it.
Yeah, I haven't really been following this season, but I heard some stuff about this episode, so I took a second to watch it, and it's like very on point. It kind of last season Cartman got in a relationship with a girl, shocker, a girl that actually would put up with him, and this one kind of engages with the fact that like he's the worst. It's about toxic relationships, but it uses toxic relationships as kind of a metaphor. Also for people that voted for Trump and now regret it, but aren't able to admit that they regret it because then they have to admit that all these Democrats that are in their face about it are right. Mm-hmm. And so everybody is on this girl for like, why are you with Cartman? He's the worst. And he's awful. Like to the point where she doesn't put on any weight or anything. She doesn't look any different, but he starts telling his friends like, man, she's put on weight. And he like pulls out a drum and starts beating the drum when she's walking down. It's like a bit like it's the worst.
Oh my God.
To make fun of her being fat. She hasn't changed at all. It's the worst. And finally Kyle's able to get through to her, and so she goes to leave him. So she goes out on a friend date with all of her friends, and immediately they start ripping into her for being so dumb to be with Cartman, and so she starts feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
And so she goes to like, I guess, find closure with Cartman, and he's like, and meanwhile she started to go out with Kyle, and Cartman's like, there's something I never told you about Kyle. Cut to Kyle like getting ready, he's getting his hair ready, all that stuff, and she meets him at his place, and she's kind of like, listen, I was vulnerable. And that allowed somebody to take advantage of me, like take advantage of that state, you. And to Kyle, she says this to Kyle, and she's kind of like, you know, I just didn't realize how manipulative your people can be.
Whoa.
And it's this great moment because the whole time you're feeling bad for her, and it's this great moment that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes people in toxic relationships are in toxic relationships because there's something that's toxic about them.
Uh-huh.
And so it's this, it's not, there's no easy answers. It's not like, was it pointless to try and help this person, or was it just the person or the situation? And you're left with kind of like a very hilarious episode that's kind of like, man, life can be really complicated sometimes. It was South Park at its best because it was hilarious and gross and really smart at the same time.
Fantastic. I mean, that sounds awful, but yeah. Like, I mean, that's good writing. Yeah. But Jamie, thrown to you, is there anything that we're missing out on over here in Los Angeles?
Well, I just saw a movie called The Death of Stalin. I don't know if you've got that over there yet. It's directed by Amando Iannucci, who I think does Veep over there.
He's great. I watched him.
He's amazing.
What was the movie? He had a show over there, and then there was a movie version, In the Loop. I can't remember if In the Loop's the show or the movie.
Yeah. I'm like the biggest fan. In the Loop's the movie. The thick of it's the TV show. It's my favorite TV show of all time. It's incredible. Veep's okay. But the thick of it is incredible. But he's basically got this new movie called The Death of Stalin, which is so fucking brilliantly hilarious because it's all about how the communists deal with their leader dying on them and how they all have to kind of pretend to be this kind of unified force, but actually them all wanting to become the leader and fuck each other over, and it is brilliant. I don't know if it's over there yet. It might not have been released in the States yet, but
I don't think it is.
It is so good. If it happens over there, go see it because it is brilliant.
It sounds amazing, and it was actually at a film festival that we just went to. It was at it's a festival. I don't know if you guys have, probably not. It's a smaller film festival. It's called Fantastic Fest. It's in Austin, Texas, which is one of the good things about America. It's Austin. It's a great city, and their festival has all like the fun genre films. It's got all like it's got all foreign films. It's got like animated. It's got horror, slasher, comedy. It's amazing, and we just missed Death of Stalin, unfortunately, but we got a bunch of other good ones.
Yeah, because I saw In the Loop. It was on Netflix, and I checked it out because Peter Capaldi, once he was cast as Doctor Who, you couldn't help but stumble upon one of his tirades from that show, and so I couldn't find the show, but I could find the movie, and it was similar to South Park. It was like it was hilarious, and the points it made kind of hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of inappropriate, but it's brilliantly kind of lampooning in its satire. It's just he's so smart. I love him.
Yeah, it was it was great because you're rooting for it because he's so vulgar and so hilarious, and it wasn't till the end of the movie that I realized, oh wait, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
he's not a good person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. Well, this week for me, for what we're into, I got to see The Florida Project.
Yay.
And I don't know if that got a wider release, but it's by Sean Baker. He did Tangerine.
Tangerine, which is great. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's literally just about a young mom who's like maybe 19. She obviously like didn't mean to have a kid, but she now has a kid and she has to raise it. And they're living in a motel just outside Disney World in Florida in the projects. And it's just about what summer's like for a kid. And I don't know how Sean Baker did this, but he was able to capture real child, like these are children. These aren't actors. These are children that he gave them some ideas. It's like, hey, now talk about ice cream, or hey, now just be gross with each other, or like do this little tiny bit. And they were, it was just this really heartwarming and sweet movie. And Willem Dafoe is like the main actor in it. And I've never seen Willem Dafoe. I mean, to be honest, the only Willem Dafoe movie I feel like I've seen in the past like 10 years is a Wes Anderson movie, or when he was in Spider-Man, like Finding Nemo, maybe, like when he was fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of another movie where he was playing a serious role that got like a lot of recognition, but he freaking nails it.
Antichrist not for you.
Huh?
Antichrist not
I missed,
for you.
I was going to say Antichrist, yeah.
I missed Antichrist. I think that's on Netflix, though, so I'll ruin my Saturday with that one. I'm excited for it. But no, Florida Project, it's amazing, and I cannot recommend it enough. Speaking of recommendations, my dad wrote a porno. That's why we want to talk to you. We have some questions from our audience. We tweeted out. Started pulling some questions, and we wouldn't mind if we could just throw some at you real quick. Is that cool?
Sure, of course. In fact, just to finish the Florida, I'm seeing the Florida Project in about 2 hours.
Really?
So where the you mentioned that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, let me tell you how it ends.
No, do not ruin it.
No, it's great. It's highly recommended. I'm excited for you to go check it out.
Yeah, I've heard really good things.
How come he has? Florida Project, we on Death of Stalin.
I don't know.
What's going on over here?
We got it. To be honest, we don't look.
Guys. Come on, get on it.
I'm trying. I'm sorry, Jamie. I'm sorry. But let us know what you think because it did tear up a little bit. but that could just be me because I tear up in most things.
You do tear up a lot.
There was a commercial that got me yesterday.
My favorite bit about it was its ability to capture how awful people are, but also how lovable, like just the pervy. It's like, hey, people.
Yeah, these are people. This is what people are like. Yeah.
And they sometimes suck and sometimes they're great.
Mm-hmm. And guys, really quick, want to talk about another friend, if we may. You've heard me talk about the amazing shave you get from Dollar Shave Club before, right, DJ? Yes. I've mentioned it many times, especially when
you won't shut up about it.
I just love it, all right? Especially when you get to use Dr. Carver's shave butter because it's clear, it's smooth, makes your skin feel good. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm never giving up my membership. You can't make me, all right? In fact, I'm adding even more Dollar Shave Club products to my daily routine. You got the Dollar Shave Club products for hair, face, skin, shower, everything you need. They've got premium ingredients. They'll deliver it right to you, just like they do with the razors. That means no more annoying trips to the store, cruising up and down aisles, looking shelf upon shelf of what the hell is that? What do you do with that? No one knows. I don't, and I am too afraid to ask. And Dollar Shave Club takes away all that pain. And I use it for everything, all right? Razors, body cleanser, hair gel, yes, even butt wipes.
I mean, the butt wipe, let's not underestimate that. That's important. We all know it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now is a great time to give Dollar Shave Club a try. You can go get your first month of their best razor, along with travel-sized versions of shave butter, body cleanser, and yes, as we mentioned, the aforementioned butt wipes for just $5. That's nuts. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the DSC starter set. Get yours for just $5 exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/stupid. That's dollarshaveclub.com/stupid.
But back to Jamie. On to some questions. We got a couple here. DJ, do you have a fave?
Do you have my favorite
do
question?
Do you have a fave?
I like this. Termer. Mm-mm.
Which one are you looking at?
Okay, at turmeric. There you go. Latte 7. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
What do you think if it was a choose your own adventure kind of book, the Belinda Blinks series? Do you have a favorite book of the series so far? And also, amazing job with all the voices and accents.
Yay!
Oh, God. I mean, they are not supposed to be good voices or accents, so worrying if someone thinks that they are. But thank you. I will take the compliment. What's my favorite book? I think my favorite's been book 3, actually.
Most recent?
The most recent one, just because it was so batshit crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, they're going on, like, a bachelorette party on some sort of old war plane in the Hull. And you're like, what? Dad, what are you smoking? Like, this is crazy. But I kind of love it at the same time. Probably 3. And, I mean, a choose-your-own-adventure book, I mean, with my dad's writing, that could go pretty dark pretty quickly, so I'm not sure you want to give him too many options there, but you know, my dad cannot stop writing. We've tried and forced him to stop, but he just won't, so he's probably working on that immediately. If that's on Twitter, he'll have seen it and he'll be working on it right now,
right away. I like the way you describe it, because it sounds like there's some major free association going on, like bachelorette party, hull of a warship, and then like
it's weird.
For season 3, I my favorite episode, it ended with like a cliffhanger with without spoiling it for the people who want to check it out, but with a car. There's a cliffhanger with Belinda in a car. And I swear, I still need to go back and listen to it, because I had like this, like, I texted my friend, I'm like, it's like, this it? Like, is this the end? Like, is this the end of the thing? And then when you came back, it was like a totally different book started. Like, it didn't make it. I was so confused like angry. I was like, this doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah, he'd blatantly forgotten that she was in a car accident.
Yes, it was.
When he went back to writing the next chapter, he was like, oh shit, yeah, she just was nearly dead. Oh, well, never mind. On to the next thing.
Yeah,
he's very, he doesn't proofread. Should we put it kindly like that?
To be honest,
really read his work back.
I don't proofread either. It's a big problem. DJ's caught me many times when we have to put out like posts and press things, and just, I mean, I've just never, it's never been in book form. I've never had other people like analyze it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you would read a novel back if you were writing a novel and putting it out to the world, one would hope. You would kind of just skim it. You know what I mean? Just give it a quick skim. You know, don't have to read every word, but just make sure that, you know, it makes sense and that there's vague plot points that are that are consistent throughout.
So, he's on book three. You guys are currently on book three.
But he's got a bunch.
Oh, so how many? Is that spoilers to say how many there are so far?
No, because I don't know how many. He just keeps writing. We basically, he wrote four books before we started doing the podcast, which was news to me until about halfway through the first season of the podcast. And he was like, I've just been writing loads. And I was like, okay, weird. Cool. Thanks, Dad. This is a bit worrying. But then since then, he's just been writing and writing and writing. So we're doing season four next year, which is kind of the last of the pure books, if you like, the ones that he wrote pre-podcast. And then I just can't wait to read what he thinks people find funny about his writing. So like, I think that's book five amazing. Will be hilarious, because I don't think he, well, in fact, I know as a fact, for a fact, he doesn't know why the podcast is successful or why people find it funny. He is completely oblivious. So it'll be brilliant to see what he thinks everyone's tuning in for each week.
Yeah, like if he's like, no, like, here comes the fan service. Like, you're going to get all the characters back you want. Or it's like, maybe he goes totally off. He's like, you know what? They loved new characters. Let's give them 30 more per chapter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Everything will be like a pomegranate. Reference the whole thing.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, I shouldn't jinx it. I shouldn't jinx it. It could.
Yeah, he'll be listening to this, and he will be writing furiously.
Oh, hi, Rocky. Thanks for listening.
I can't wait for Belinda Blink's Tokyo Drift.
She hasn't gone to Japan. Ah, it'll be such a magical time.
So many more opportunities.
Oh, God. Oh, so many accents I'll get into trouble for. Jeez, let's not go to Japan, guys.
Your Brazil was not bad.
Brazil was appalling. The amount of people that tweeted me saying Brazilians don't have a lisp. I was like, I know, it was a joke. Thanks for telling me that Brazilians don't have a lisp. That's good to know. Thanks.
We got another tweet here from, where is it? I just had it. Terry Fournier. He's from Canada, not to brag a little bit. I think I just totally lost it.
I got you. I got you. You had many guests on your podcast. We'll not ask you to choose a favorite, but if you have one, feel free. My question is, which celebrity were you the most surprised learning that's a fan of your podcast?
Good question. Yeah, I can't choose a favorite because they're all amazing. And they're all so different. That's what's been so great about having everyone come on the show, is that everyone comes with their own stuff and their own kind of neurosis about my dad's work. So they're kind of having a breakdown with us, which is fun. Who was I most surprised about? Actually, someone that hasn't been on the podcast yet, that we found out recently is a fan, is Emma Thompson.
No kidding.
Yeah. So she's like a big fan, which was kind of mental for us because we've grown up with her movies, and she's such a national treasure in England. Like, everyone loves Emma Thompson. So we were like, oh my God, like, she loves dad porn. This is crazy. She's like a Belinda fan. So that was kind of cool. But all of them, I mean, Daisy Ridley was surprising just because she was listening to it on the set of Star Wars and telling everyone on the set of Star Wars to listen to my dad wrote a porno, which was crazy. But yeah, I mean, they've all been wonderful, to be honest with you. Nick Holt was really fun because we flew over to Montreal to kind of hang out with him. He took us out, which was a crazy night out. So yeah, it's just been really fun to kind of get to know all these people. But yeah, I think Emma was the most shocking for us to be like, whoa. That's kind of two Oscars shit.
Yeah.
That's badass.
I'd be speechless. I'll just say from listening, Michael Sheen and Thomas Middleditch were some of my... I was dying listening to them. And just... DJ, you're in for a treat when you get to those episodes.
Because
it's pretty fucking... They're pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's so great. Michael Sheen came to one of our live shows recently in London.
Whoa.
And he came backstage afterwards because my dad was in attendance. Rocky was in the building.
Wow.
And Michael was like, as we were walking backstage, he was like, Jamie, I'm just really nervous about meeting Rocky. I'm just going to be a bit starstruck. And they hit it off like a house on fire. It was amazing. They were just chatting away, and now they're kind of like pen pals. It's kind of sweet.
What the hell?
I know. Because my dad obviously thinks that everyone who comes on my dad wrote a porno is part of the family just anyway. And tweets at them, chats to them and stuff, which they kind of are, I suppose. But now he's actually met Michael, he just goes around telling everyone that his best mate's Michael Sheen, which is really sweet. And also kind of true. I'm like, go for it, Dad. That is a legitimate claim to fame.
That made me very happy. That's very sweet. We have a tweet here from Taylor Bocknight at What Taylor Loves. When will the movie be made and who will play Belinda? We're all waiting.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to talk about it. we are having discussions about it, certainly. In terms of, cast, who the hell knows? Who would want that role? It's a very challenging role. She only really speaks to her own mind.
No, of course.
So there's no dialogue. I don't know. Like, who would be great? Dream world? Like, Jennifer Lawrence would be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she'd be a brilliant... I don't know. Megan Fox? We'll take anyone, to be fair, though. Anyone who wants the role. Because we do cast the books with every actor that comes on the show, and not one person has wanted Belinda yet. I'm like, guys, she's the main character.
Exactly.
Why do none of you want this role?
She brings out the best in everybody. Come on. Like, sure, she doesn't talk. Yeah. Or, she think there's thoughts, but it's not, thinking. Yeah. She's an
internalized role. It's like Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water,
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe her. Maybe her.
Maybe Sally.
There you go.
Wait, do you guys already have In the Shape of Water over there?
I don't think it's come out yet, no.
Okay, I was going to say, it's going to get real jealous over here.
We're very excited. But, just so you know, DJ and I will be in front of the line. We'll be pre-ordering our tickets.
Exactly.
Can't wait.
If you want to throw us, a cameo role in there, you know what I mean?
If that's where you want, DJ.
I'll stand in the, why not?
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm
standing in the background.
Maybe you can both play Jim Sterling and Hank Skank respectively. How about that?
That
those,
would be a
those
dream.
Those being Americans that we have in the show. Clearly loves America.
I'll work on my accent. I'll get my American accent right that way. Because I remember Daisy talking about how she has to speak more posh so that Americans can understand her more.
Yes.
I'll do more. I'll get my Texas accent perfect. That way, internationally, they're like, "Oh, he's the American."
Yeah,
oh, okay,
exactly.
Yeah. I love this question from Nora Fuerte, a longtime fan of the show. What is your favorite episode of your podcast?
Ooh, we got three seasons.
Oh my god, favorite?
I know. I was trying to think of how we'd answer. I was like, this is a tough one.
I think I might know one of our favorites. Okay. Jamie, if you need some time, we can throw one of ours out there.
Well, I was going to say, I actually kind of block them out after I do them, so...
That's fair.
What are your favorites?
I was trying to think about this. I think we just pre-recorded our Christmas episode, That's a winner. That's a real good one.
We had our friend Raina Scully on, and we'll just put a little tease out for some people so they can get ready for Christmas time. It's a little Christmas present. But we talked about different Christmases all over the world. But then it became this really cool story of us just talking about the weird traditions that we've had and the special things we've experienced all over the world. It's been really sweet. But one of the coolest episodes it turned out to be was we had a friend of ours named Sam Humphreys on, and we did he's a writer, and he's written a bunch for Marvel Comics and DC Comics, and it was just really cool that he's the way he's been able to build out new characters, and he's talked about what it's like to have people getting into them now. And he gave us a bunch of this really cool advice about how his industry works. We also had some fun ones where we talked about Bigfoot, and that was a favorite. That was
amazing.
Pretty good. Yeah.
So you guys know your show way better than I know my show.
I get why you block it out. I understand. I understand. But if you can think of a favor, we'll
have to answer. Okay.
We're not going to let you off the hook. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, guys. Do you know what? Just because it makes me laugh so much. Back in series one, when Belinda's in the and she meets Jim Sterling for the first time and discovers that he's phallically challenged. I just was like, why are you writing this in a sexy novel? It's just the least sexy thing that could ever been written by anybody ever, Dad. But yeah, you know, you're into it. Good for you.
It was mean. It was hilarious, but it was mean. Your dad did not like Jim Sterling at all. I've never
seen much dad. God.
It's like when you heard that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, didn't he start to hate like Sherlock after a while? Like he hated like writing for him. It's like, but right off the bat, your dad just hated writing Jim Sterling. Like,
yeah, just deliberately screwing with a character that he's created. It makes absolutely no sense. And also, actually, when Belinda visited the O2 and did her show at the O2, actually, and gave everyone a free walk, that was a pretty good moment, too.
That it led to some really fun, like, oh, man, that was legendary. Also, it brought about my favorite character. Is it the man in black? The shortest man?
Oh, the small man dressed in black.
Yeah. He was, I just imagine a hobbit. I just imagine like a little worker hobbit that comes out from like the rafters in the O2. And he's like, oh, I'll do you up, ma'am. And then he climbs back up and he disappears. He grants wishes.
So weird.
Yeah.
He's like a little goblin man. He was great.
Well, we have another tweet here from JMan500, Just Gravy Day Josh. Should I write a porno? I feel like I could, but is it something I should do?
Do you know what? Yeah, go for it, mate, is my advice.
Why not?
It cannot be worse than my dad's, so... you might as well have a crack at it. I mean, that's the kind of that's the one thing that I think is actually quite nice about what my dad's done is that he has just gone for it, you know, without really caring what anyone's going to think about it or even if anyone's going to read it. And he's just done it. And I think there's actually something quite inspirational about that in a way, because so many times I think as a creative person, you kind of put off doing things or you kind of do stuff because you don't want it to be judged or anything. But my dad's kind of shown that maybe sometimes people judging your work is actually the best thing, because he now gets to hang out with Michael Sheen.
Exactly.
Because he wrote this shit book. So it's kind of worked for him. So yeah, I'd say go for it. Why not?
I think it's a really good point, because you look at some stuff like Tommy Wiseau's The Room, and it's like sometimes you can make something really beautiful and meaningful to people with it just being the worst thing ever. Just like,
exactly, yeah. Like, not everything has to be high art, right?
You know? Exactly. Jamie, have you ever considered writing your own porno? Reading your dad's work, if you're like, I could do this better.
Picking up the mantle.
I haven't, to be honest, guys. But do you know what? It is something that I've thought about, because I don't read erotica, and actually this is the only erotica I've ever read. So it did hit me a few weeks ago. I was like, suppose dad's like really good.
Exactly.
Maybe this is the best in the genre. Maybe he is like a legend of porn, and I don't even know that because I don't read the written word. But no, it's not really. I think my dad does it so badly / well that how could I ever compete? You know, I'd just always be being compared to my dad.
That's tough. But yeah, like maybe you could like usurp, and like it would just be, you'd be the new Rocky. Oh, it's like a title you share with other people. Yeah. Like there could be multiple Rockies like throughout the ages, sharing stories.
But then you like turn into like Frank Sinatra Jr. and you're like, why are you singing? Yeah. All the things that you could have done with your life, Frank Jr., why are you being a singer? Like, your dad kind of killed it. Just do something else.
Very
so maybe
true.
Porn isn't my calling. All right.
It happens to us.
I mean, that's fair. Same, would you ever write a porno?
I don't know. I mean, like, I like the pitch for it. Like, you're in retirement, you got nothing else to do. Why not? You know, like, why not?
What makes a good written erotica?
I don't know. I don't know a good one.
Three guys. Yeah, exactly. Three guys that have never read an erotica. What's the secret? What's the secret sauce?
Ew. Characters you could root for. Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Well, just characters, full stop, would be good. You know, my dad struggles with even that.
Yeah, because Belinda doesn't really make decisions.
Yeah.
No, she's literally just a walking woman.
Yeah.
You know, fine, whatever.
Hey, man, you know, whatever works.
Whatever works.
You know?
Whatever works.
It's doing pretty well for him, to be fair. Mm.
Very cool. Well, I know you guys have some stuff planned for 2018. It's going to be very exciting. You're coming back with a Series 4, correct?
Yeah, so we've got a Christmas special coming out, actually. December time, I guess. Yeah, which is going to be pretty good, hopefully. I haven't recorded it yet, but it should be good. And then, Series 4 next year, and we're doing a world tour next year as well, which is pretty exciting. So we'll be kind of going all over the place. It's gonna be busy, but really fun. And yeah, we're gonna come to America, so we'll hang out when we're in LA.
I'd love it, man. That'd be badass.
That's incredible. Jamie, thank you so much for hopping on with us. I'm just checking over the last few questions to make sure we get them all in there. I think we got all the good ones, because a lot of people just keep asking, what's it like that your dad wrote porn? I think you get that the most. I don't think you need more of that.
I answer that question most days of my life, yeah.
That's pretty cool. But thank you so much. Really quick, just to plug it so people can go follow you everywhere. Do a little shout out. What's your social media?
Sure. My social media is, well, my personal one's at Uncle Igor, which is because my sisters used to call me Uncle Igor because I was an old grouch when I was a kid. had something to do with having three sisters who would constantly bully me, but, you know, whatever.
I get it, man. I get it. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm at Uncle Igor, but the show is at Dad Wrote a Porno on Twitter and at My Dad Wrote a on Instagram, because you can't use the word porno on Instagram. Because they're pure weirdos. Yeah. So check us out.
I mean, I highly recommend it. I've definitely brought it up on this show many times, and actually we've been talking about doing a few trips of our own for Only Stupid Answers, and we've been looking, and for weird reasons we have some of our top audiences are in London and then Dublin, weirdly. Yeah. So we might do a little tour. We'll come say hi. Grab a drink.
Yes, do. I'll show you around.
Hell yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I'll get you shit-faced. Get you shit-faced Rocky style.
Yeah. I might die.
Yeah, you'll definitely die.
Hell yeah. Well, Jamie, thank you so much. Guys, make sure you check out all of the other Only Stupid Answers episodes that are coming out this week. There's a bunch of fun stuff on our Patreon, onlystupidanswers.com. You know the drill. Go check out My Dad Wrote a Porno. You can go listen to it on iTunes, every place you can find podcast probably. And DJ, anything you want to shout out real quick?
Yeah, just remember to join us at House of Secrets in Burbank for our fan meetup, and I'm going to be signing some of my comics over there. Just as a reminder, come by 5 p.m.
Wednesday. Very cool. Jamie, again, thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.